K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Kayla.
Hey, Kayla.
Hi.
How you doing?
What's up?
I'm stressing out.
What?
Freaking out a little bit?
Why? What's the matter? Did you lose your power or something?
Well, no. I wanted to call and talk about this date I had and how I haven't gotten a call from this guy, even though he's really cute, and I thought we went out and had a good time and hit it off, but I haven't heard anything.
Well, tell us about it.
Okay, so I'm 22, but I like older men, like not like 50s older, but like older, like 30s. And so I met this guy, Bill, at the club, and we got a little drunk and made out a little bit, and things went really well. And he asked me out, and so this weekend we went out to Red Lobster, and we had a really good time. We had some beers, and I mean, he's 31, so he's not like a lot older than me, but you know, he's mature, and I like that. And so it went so well. I took him back to my mom's house and to introduce him to my mom, and so we ended up just hanging out for the rest of the night, having beers, and funny story, he dated my mom's cousin back in high school, so they already knew each other, and they have, like, mutual friends and stuff, so.
Wow.
So it seems like, you know, a solid match, like, he even knows my family, and I just had a really nice time, but then I've heard nothing, and so I just kind of wanted some help getting the bottom of it.
Shall we call Bill Fry?
Yes. Yes, we should.
Please.
Yeah. Okay. We'll give him a call and see what's happening.
Just hold on the line here for just a couple minutes. We'll grab his number off the air, and then we'll get him on the phone here in about 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Well, it's been since the weekend, so, but he told me he would call.
Yeah, famous last words.
Right.
And I thought it went really well. Like, I thought it was going to work out. That's why I'm really confused.
Okay.
All right, it's ringing. We're good.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, Bill, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from The Breakfast Club on K99.1 FM. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, this is like the radio?
Yeah, yeah. You're on the air with us.
Whoa. Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. I guess. What's up?
Well, we think we have a mutual friend.
Really?
Yeah, Bill. We wanted to ask you about somebody named Kayla. I understand maybe you guys went out, met at a club, got something to eat for dinner. She thought things were going real well, but hasn't heard from you.
Oh yeah. Well, Kayla. Yeah. Kayla's really nice. She was really sweet, so we went out, you know, and yeah, I know Kayla.
That's it. So why didn't you call her back?
Well, I don't know, like, you know, we're on the radio, and you know, she was really nice. She was really cute, and we got along, and we went to the Red Lobster and stuff. But you know, and it was nice enough, but we just she's kind of young, you know. I'm in my 30s now, and. And she's, you know, she's a young girl just out of school and stuff. And I just felt, you know, she needed to be a bit more mature.
Mature? Mature? You told me and my mom a story about going to the bathroom on the side of a cop car at a day in the country.
Hold on. We got to hear more about that. But hold on. Kayla, just so you know, hold on a second for us. Bill, Kayla's actually on the phone with us.
Yeah,
she's been on the phone
the
whole time.
She's been listening, yeah.
She's there with you. She's listening in?
Yeah, she's on the phone with us. You're basically conference call.
She asked us to call you.
You know, listen, you know, I think she's great, but I just, you know, we were on a first date. We just met, you know, and I just felt like, well, she was just a bit young for me. There's a difference in our ages, you know, and it's
age isn't anything but a number. I mean, I've got a college degree. I've got a job. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, how can you say, I mean, you're immature too.
Well,
you
okay.
Your drug story. I don't know how you lied to a cop.
Well, you know, listen, Kayla, you know what, if I can talk to you just a minute, I mean, you know, like, we like different things. It's not a bad thing that you're who you are. You're great, you know, but say, like, you like Rihanna, you know, and you're crazy about Kim Kardashian. I don't even know who she is. I like Alison Krauss and Kathy Mattea, and, you know, and you know, I like old movies, and you go for all this vampire stuff. And, like, I'm just, you know, it's not as bad. You're not bad. It's just that it's different. I can't connect, you know. And, you know, to be honest.
You connected at the club?
Huh?
You connected with me at the club. We had a great time.
You're
and in Red Lobster, we had a great time.
You're a beautiful woman. You have a terrific personality. You have a beautiful smile and these gorgeous green eyes. I mean, why wouldn't I connect to you that way? But that's a physical connection.
That way? Wait, and then that we go way? Out on what way?
What's that?
What way are you talking about that way?
That
I mean, why did you even
was,
ask
we
me
were
out?
Physically attracted to each other. That was, you know, but that's one way in which people are attracted. I'm thinking more about, you know, in maturity and relationships and the way we kind of, you know, get along. You have different ideas of what's you know, what you like. And, you know, like but, I say, I like the bluegrass and I like old movies and you like
Bill,
all of this.
Bill, you're talking. Let's be serious. You knew how old I was when you asked me out.
Sure,
you
I did.
You knew that there was that age difference when we asked me when you asked me out, and then all of a sudden you're not going to call me back.
What?
Why did you even ask me out if you were all surprised that ooh, there's an age difference and we like different stuff?
Well, Kayla, what did your mom think about it? Did she think you guys had good chemistry? What'd she say?
I haven't talked to her a lot. I mean, we all three had a good time. I haven't checked in with her since the weekend, but we had a great time. We stayed up on our back porch for like hours and hours drinking beer and having a good time.
Yeah, we did have a good time. It was great. I liked meeting your mom. I didn't see anything wrong. In fact, I really loved and enjoyed being there with your mom. I kind of like her quite a bit.
What? You and... What about me?
Uh-oh.
I like you too, but you know, you're...
Uh-oh. You like older women there, Billy boy?
I like maybe more mature women, and maybe that's what's changed in me. I really, you know, kind of feel, you know, like maybe an older woman is maybe what I'm looking for.
Were you hitting on her mother?
What did you do with my mom while I was inside?
Here we go!
Come on, you guys. You're
oh,
like
my
all
God.
Jumping on me here. I was a perfect gentleman the whole way through. You can ask her mom. I didn't
my
do
God.
Anything wrong. We had a nice conversation. We just talked regular stuff. And her mom is Jill's really kind of nice.
Have you talked to my mom since our date?
Well, yeah.
What did
God.
You say?
Listen, okay, now I got to be honest. I really did like your mom, and is her
mom hot?
Her mom's beautiful.
Uh-oh.
And
this is sick.
Kayla, the truth is, you know, I called up your mom and asked her out.
No, you did not. No.
Yeah.
My mom will not go out with you. She's not going to go out with one of my ex-boyfriends again.
Again?
My mom likes to date younger men. We've had instances in the past where she has gone after my boyfriend, but
whoa.
She's not
cougar.
No, Kayla. Now I'm not your boyfriend. You know,
we went out once. Now.
Well, we went out once. You know, and the truth is, I mean, and this is, it's a little bit awkward. I mean, I feel kind of silly here on the radio talking about this, but you know. I really was attracted to your mom, and I felt like, well, we had more things in common, and, you know, it was just a strong feeling, like maybe there's really something there, and I'd really like to have, you know, like, well, your blessing. I didn't mean for this to happen. It wasn't my idea to go home to meet your mom, but it happened.
Well, my mom wouldn't go out with you.
Did she go out with you?
Well,
you went on a date?
Well, no, we just had a coffee at a cafe.
How many times?
Yeah.
No, just the once. And you know, your mom was she was great. You know, she knew it was going to be a difficult thing, so she insisted that I tell you before that we do anything more or go out. But well, you know, she's kind of interested and would like to do that. She feels there's something there.
He could be your daddy, Kayla.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to be sick. Yeah, because everyone wants to know they made out with their stepdad at a club.
I would think you guys are just taking this too far. I mean, Kayla, come on, be reasonable here. You know, yeah, we just
taking this
went
too far. You're trying to date my mom. You basically used me to meet my mom.
I feel dirty.
I had never met your mom until you brought me home to meet her. Why'd you do that?
In she used to date your cousin.
And if she's taken your boyfriends, why are you bringing your date over to meet her? I don't get that. But the thing is, I did enjoy meeting your mom. I really thought we had
apparently a lot
there. And I don't think that, to be honest, and nothing wrong with you, Kayla, but just we didn't have that kind of connection. You know, like I say, Kayla likes Usher and Rihanna and all these hip-hop type guys. And,
I'm your cousin's ex-girlfriend, so you are a twisted man, and I'm glad you didn't call me for a second date.
Well, I guess that goes without saying we don't need to offer that then, huh?
Kayla feels that way. I think she's a lovely girl, and I'm just sorry she feels that
way. Now, is the next phone call going to be to your mom, Kayla?
Absolutely. I'm driving over there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good luck with that there, Bill.
I really like Jill.
Kayla, now, when you said you're driving to see your mom, how are you going to patch things up? How's this going to work out?
Well, I don't know. She said she wasn't going to do it anymore.
I think your mom has got issues, too, a little bit, you know?
I mean, yeah.
And word to you, girl, don't take your dates to your mama's house no more, okay?
No, I see that. I see that now. I don't want to deliver, like, a pizza.
Nice.
Okay, well, this ended up nice and awkward.
A little bit.
It just happened, you know? It was one of those things, and I just hope Kayla's going to be okay with it, because I really like her mom.
Oh, man.
Good luck with that, buddy. Good luck with that.